the Richmond Theater Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theater with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Welcome to this week's Curtain Call, Act 3, Scene 12. I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter.
I'm Rich Grissett with Style Weekly.
I'm Claire Boswell from Style Weekly.
I'm Julinda Lewis with RVA Art Review.
And I want to apologize up front. This is the first time we've had all four reviewers on the show at the same time, and there were some technical issues, even though you'll still be able to hear everybody's opinions.
We're going to start with A Raisin in the Sun, which is playing at Virginia Rep's November Theater through March 11th. A black working class family eagerly awaits the arrival of a big insurance check. Deciding on how to spend that money explores their dreams.
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was great. Trezana Beverly was fantastic as Mama. I thought the rest of the cast was really good, too. It's an older show. It runs about 3 hours, but it slowly builds this like dramatic mass and
to that scene in the second act, which is very powerful, I found.
So I thought it was great.
I thought it was awesome. I absolutely loved it. It helps you to understand why something is a classic, because even after looking at it 60 years later, it's still relevant. Trezana Beverly as the mother reminded me a lot of my own grandmother. Looks a lot like her. Same speech pattern.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I said in my review the same thing, that a classic is a classic because it holds up. And I think this show beautifully still holds up. The production, I agreed, was great. I thought Gerald Solomon was wonderful as that misguided son. And I especially was impressed with Jasmine Coles, who plays the sister. I thought she was very charismatic and really stood out for me in an excellent cast all the way around.
I completely agree.
I thought Gerald did a really good job, but I kind of felt that he was still feeling his way. I didn't feel that he had quite gotten it down as much as some of the other characters.
It didn't bother me. I think we need to have a shout out to Tanya Pettiford Waits, who we've affectionately called Dr. T. I thought she kept it in a very natural style. She kept it moving. And one of the things that really surprised me, and I've seen the show 3 or 4 times, was how much comedy there was in this production. There were a lot of laughs.
And that's something that I wanted to touch on, because it seemed to me that, depending on your perspective, some people saw it more as a tragedy and some people focused more on the comedy of it.
I appreciated Dr. T's direction. I especially liked the tableau between the scenes. I especially liked Catherine Field's set design and Lynn Hartman's lighting design. I thought they worked very well in tandem. The set, it's got a raked stage, and it opens up and it kind of emphasizes the fact that this is a story about a family, but its message affects the broader community. It's not just them.
My only complaint with it, and they even call their apartment a rat trap, there was nothing shabby about it. And obviously the family would kept a very clean house. We even saw them cleaning the house. But I felt like there could have been, some of the doors could have looked a little more worn, or some of the wallpaper could have been a little bit funky. Nothing about it was very shabby.
Well, I disagree, because when I looked at the kitchen, you could see like there was like some rust around the sink area. I didn't have an issue with that at all. I thought it was very realistic.
Well, where I was sitting, I couldn't see the sink, so maybe that affected it too.
I liked Derek Dumas' sound design. I thought that it highlighted elements that needed to be highlighted and played in the shadows when it needed to, and was exactly where it needed to be at all times.
I just want to point out one thing kind of interesting. Trezana Beverly, who plays the mother, actually is the first black woman ever to win a Tony. And that was for Color Girls way back in the 70s. So that's exciting. And actually, she was the first Tony Award-winning actor ever on the Virginia Rep stage. That being said, I think we pretty much agree this is a wonderful show and that anybody in any audience will enjoy it.
I'd agree. No, it's excellent.
Ditto.
We have been talking about A Raisin in the Sun at Virginia Rep's November Theater through March 11. We're going to have a discussion now about Wings, which is at the Firehouse Theater through March 10th.
You know, I have to admit, I never thought that a musical about chicken wings would be so entertaining.
Oh, you're so hilarious.
Huh.
It's actually not about chicken wings, folks. It's about a woman who finds herself in an unfamiliar environment and she struggles to reconnect with the world. Now, I didn't want to say more than that because it'd be kind of a spoiler alert. Although, if you
would
read
it
the...
be?
Well, it's in the program, so it's really not. But the reason I didn't want to say anything, and the thing that was kind of interesting about the show, is for the first 20 minutes, you're not really sure what's going on. And the music reflects that, and there's confusion, and it's intentional until you finally hear, here's what's happening, and then I think it becomes clearer.
Well, if you don't want to get into it, then I won't. But yeah, basically the main character, played by Bianca Bryan, her in the show is Emily. She is a former wing walker, and she has something take place, and she's trying to recover from it. I enjoyed the production, I think, more than I enjoyed the musical itself. I thought Bianca was incredibly strong.
She was.
I thought that the set, the lighting, and the sound design all went together beautifully in this production. Bill Miller's lighting design, I thought, was especially strong.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What do you think?
It's a sung show with a whole lot of singing and a little bit of talking. It's very contemporary, the music. Lots of changing time signatures and kind of starts out kind of dissonant and actually becomes more melodic as she gets better. Without the incredible technical achievements of that show, it would have been really flat and horrible. The lighting, the set, the sound design, which was wonderful, really made the show much more powerful and interesting than it would have been otherwise.
We should give a shout out to Kim Fox's musical direction.
I was just going to say that, yes.
She leads a three-piece on stage and works very well together with...
They were perfect.
They were perfect together. Jason Blue Herbert's sound design was also incredibly on point. At one point, a character plays an accordion, and it takes you a while to realize that she's not actually playing because it's so well pulled off.
Right, right. Well, and it was neat because the sound will surround us. You know, sometimes it was behind us, in front of us, and it would move, which made it even more impactful, obviously.
To come back to Bianca, I thought that she was very strong in this. It's a strong character who's trying to figure things out.
Wonderful voice.
Wonderful voice.
Kerrigan Sullivan, who's the director, did a great job of staging the show and keeping it moving and keeping the energy and just traffic directing all the technicians, because that was the strongest part of the show, was the technical aspects of it. But overall, I think this is kind of an experimental show. It's a little different, a little bit challenging, but I thought it was brilliantly done and beautifully staged.
I would agree.
We have been talking about Wings, which is playing at the Firehouse Theater through March 10. Now we're going to talk about The Christians, which is a Virginia Rep Cadence Theater Company production at the Theater Gym through March 4th. The pastor of a megachurch delivers a controversial sermon that causes conflicts of faith and dissension. Claire, why don't you start us off on this one?
I really enjoyed this play. It is not the kind of subject matter that I would expect to go into the theater and enjoy as much as I did. I think one of the real strengths of the production was the set and the atmosphere and feeling like I'd walked into the megachurch and like... There was something sort of interactive about that, and, you know, we were the congregants, you know, to a certain extent.
Let me just interrupt you and just say that when you do walk in, there are two rousing numbers that the band on stage is singing, and they get you to stand up and clap along. So, yes, it is very much an evangelical church experience when you walk in.
And I loved the band. The band was so,
they were great.
So good. And Jessie Johnson, God.
She's always great.
I love hearing her sing.
Yeah, I have to agree. The band was awesome. Jessie outdid herself. And also the musical director.
John Wynn.
John Wynn. I mean, I didn't know he was that good on the sax. And he sang a little bit, too.
Yeah, he
was really good. The whole set really captured the essence. I mean, I've been in and worked in several mega churches around the country. They really did capture that spirit. And I love the way they included the audience in the beginning to really pull you in.
I thought, as the head pastor, that Boston Christopher perfectly nailed that reassuring delivery of a church leader. I thought all the others were very good, too. Rusty Wilson did a wonderful job of directing it, but I felt the pace was so somber all of the time. I got a little tired of it and thought it moved a little slowly. Now, I know the discussion of them holding microphones through almost the entire show, which is in the script. I know I disagreed with that, especially in the scenes when they're supposed to be, the husband and wife are in bed.
I think that was a really important part of the storytelling here. It sort of creates this like unreliable narrator of one person's perspective of what went down in this church. So I actually really enjoyed that element of it. And I disagree with you about the pacing, too. I thought that Rusty Wilson's direction actually was very attentive to the fact that this was a very talky, there's a lot of sustained monologue and dialogue with not a lot of action. I thought that the direction and the performances kept me engaged in spite of that.
Well, then I'm kind of in the middle. I didn't have a problem with the pacing. I thought that was fine. I found the microphones, the handheld microphones, very irritating and distracting. The young woman, Sanam Hashemi, who had a minor supporting role, actually had some of the dialogue that created kind of the turning point. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, and she did a really good job, too. Her performance was quite nice.
My takeaway was I thought everybody did a great job. I just didn't love the play itself.
I thought it was an interesting play. It asked some relevant questions, and I thought it was worth seeing.
Okay, we've been talking about The Christians, which is a Virginia Rep Cadence Theater Company co-production at the Theater Gym through March 4th.
And that'll do it with this week's Curtain Call. We want to thank Open Source RVA for hosting us on WRAR, and we'll be back in 2 weeks with even more reviews.
For extended podcasts and complete reviews,
visit the Richmond Theatre Critics Circle website at artseast.org.